Just far back at our mission ahead, cause on BS Miami did race safe. For anybody who is required to immerse himself in the mix of Middle Arbana, he became Tommy only Middle Arbana, for example. He ate food, which is Tommy, or he drank liquids, which are Tommy, or he entered most of his body into drawn water. In such a case, he is required to be Tugel Middle Arbana. The Tommy is a credit, who plays with a truma, or mutter bechulin over meister, divre rabbi mir. Such a person who is required to feel him at Arbana has it been like a shani betuma. And therefore, if he came into contact with Kaddish, something that's Hagdish, he would be Mitami, and it would become Tamit. And if it came into contact with other Kaddish, it would be Mitami that as well. As a Kaddish can become Tamit up to a Revi. So when he comes into contact with a Kaddish, it becomes a Shlishi. As that Kaddish touches other Kaddish, the other Kaddish would become a Revi. But it would only Tassel Truma if he came into contact with Truma. The Truma would become a Shlishi. It would be Possel, but it wouldn't become Tamit. It can't be Mitami any other Truma. A Truma can only become Tamit up to a Revi. And if he comes into contact with Chulin or Meister Sheni, the Chulin or Meister Sheni would be tar, according to Rabbi Meir. As Chulin or Meister Sheni can only become up to a Sheni, and this person, who is required to be Tarvel Midar Abana, has a din like a Sheni and cannot be Mitami or Pazel, the Chulin or Meister Sheni. According to Rabbi Meir, the Chacham Eisrim bin Meister Chacham Ho. As this person who is required to be Tarvel Midar Abana, if he comes into contact with Meister Sheni, the Meister Sheni would become Pazel. La'acher biyaso. But if somebody who had become Tami Midar Abana had already immersed himself in the mikvah and did not yet have Harishemek, nightfall did not arrive, all of the above would be mutter. If he comes into contact with Kaddish or Truma or anything else, it would be mutter. And since he was only Tami Midar Abana, he is not required to have Harishemek. As soon as he's tovel himself in the mikvah, he is completely taught. Then Baal Amigdash, Ben Lefnei Biyasu, Ben Lachar Biyasu, Tatu. But if somebody who had become Tamei Midar Abana entered the Beis HaMikdash, whether he entered the Beis HaMikdash before he was Tovah on the Mikvah, or whether he entered the Beis HaMikdash after he was Tovah on the Mikvah, he is Pater from Karev, as the Torah only is Mechayev Karev for somebody who entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tuma, if he became Tamei Midar Raisa from an Av HaTuma, such as a Sheret. Only such a person, if he entered the Beis HaMikdash, would be Chayev Karev. But this person did not become Tamei from an Av HaTuma. He was only Tamei Midar Abana, so therefore, even if he entered the Beis HaMikdash before he was Tovel on the Mikvah, he is Pater from Karev. Kachas Parapara Kedav, Mission of Love, Kala Tom, Bias Mayim, Bein Midibri Torah, Bein Midibri Sefer. Anybody who is required to be Tovel on the Mikvah, whether he is required Midibri Torah, that he became Tamei Midar Raisa, for example, he came into contact with a Sheret, or whether he is required to be Tovel Midar Abana, he was only Tamei Midar Abana, for example, he ate Ochlin, and there are Tamei. In either case, Mitame is mechatos, bez efer chatos, bez amaza mechatos, b'maga uvamaza. He would be mitame, the mechatos, the water that is to be mixed with the ashes of paraduma. He'd also be mitame, the efer chatos, the ashes of paraduma itself. He'd also be mitame, the person who is mitare himself to sprinkle the mechatos on tmei mezon. Whether he came into direct contact with them or whether he carried them, even if he didn't come into direct contact with them, both b'maga and b'masa, he would be Matami, the Mechatos, the Efer Chatos, and the person who is to be Maza, the Mechatos. And the only way such a person would not be Matami, the Mechatos, the Efer Chatos, or the Maza, Mechatos, is if he immerses himself in the mikvah with the express intention that he is being Matari himself in order to come into contact with the Mechatos or Efer Chatos. Only then would he be tar for the Mechatos or Efer Chatos. And if he does Tovel himself, and he has in mind that he wants to be Matari himself for the Mechatos or Efer Chatos, in such a case, even before he has Harish Shemet, he can touch the Mechatos or Efer Chatos as a Tfu Yom, his kosher, for the Para Adu. Ha'ezov ha'mokshar, ha'mayin she'enem mekudashin, u'klei reikam atar l'chatos, b'mago v'maso, divir abimer. V'chacham maimre b'mago, avolo b'maso. And so too, a person who has become Tamei, whether he's Tamei Midarais or Midarabank, if he came into contact with, or carried, the Ezov ha'mokshar, the Haisa, which is used in the sprinkling of the Para Duma. If it's mukshar, it would become tame. Mukshar means that it came into contact with one of the seven liquids. As the azov is considered a food, and a food can only become tame if it came into contact with one of the seven liquids. Mayim, yayin, dvash, dam, chalav, and tal. If it came into contact with one of those liquids, and a person whose tame would touch it, it would become tame. And so too, for a person who is tame, came into contact or carried the mayim, she'enim, mekudash, and the water which is not yet mekudash, the water withdrawn to be mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, who is not yet mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, that mind would become tummy. And so too, if that person came into contact with or carried a clay rakum, an empty clay, which had become tar for chatzah. The person was matar that clay with the express intention to use that clay for the para aduma. But at this point, the clay is empty. The ash of the para aduma was not yet put into the clay. This person who had become tameh would be matami that clay, whether he touched it or carried it, according to Rabbi Meir. While the Chachamim disagree, they hold that these three things would only become tameh b'maga but not b'masa. Only if the person whose tummy came into direct contact with the Ezov, or the Mayan Shein HaMekudashim, or the Klei Rekam HaTor L'Chatzos, would it become tummy. But if he didn't come into direct contact with it, he carried it without coming into direct contact with it, according to the Chachamim, these three things would not become tummy.